Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm so glad you're here. Are you ready for today's adventure? Then let's stomp on in.
A single crumb sat alone in the tin under the lamplight, and Lincoln's heart forgot how to breathe. Only one, he breathed.
Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm Maggie, and I'm so glad you're here. Are you ready for a tiny mystery that turns into a big warm surprise? Then let's stomp on in.
Ooh, Lincoln looked so surprised. What happened next?
It's dusk outside the den. The sky is a soft splash of orange and purple, and tiny fireflies are blinking like little lanterns. Lincoln had baked a seed cake that morning, his favorite, and when he opened the tin, there was just that one crumb.
Just one crumb? Oh, that would make Tank's tummy go, uh-oh.
Lincoln could hide it for himself, keep it tucked safe. But instead, he took a breath and set the crumb on a little leaf. Maybe we can share, he whispered.
I smell something sweet. Berries! I found berries!
Topsy nudges a tiny bowl into the middle of the blanket. The berries are red and squishy and smell like summer sunsets.
Tank found a crunchy leaf. Crunch, crunch. Just a small bite.
Rexy adds a little fern biscuit, green and crumbly. London pours a tiny sip of warm fern tea into a leaf cup. The steam curls up and smells like cozy hugs. Mama T-Rex hums and sets down a spoonful of honeyed clover. Each small thing looks small on its own.
There it was, one tiny crumb.
Beside it, a spoonful of honey.
Some squishy red berries, a green fern biscuit, a crunchy leaf, and even a sip of warm tea.
Let's make tiny plates. I'll share a berry. Who wants one?
Me. Tank will have a berry and a teeny leaf. Sharing makes Tank feel bubbly inside.
Lincoln carefully splits his crumb into the smallest, most careful pieces. His heart feels fluttery, but he offers them with a shy smile.
Sweet and a little squishy.
Crunch! Tank pretends his biscuit is a tiny hat.
A berry pops and dots Tank's nose with a red speck. Tank sneezes a tiny dino sneeze and everyone giggles until their tummies wobble. Laughter is a kind of sharing, too.
Soft footsteps come on the path, and Mrs. Bronte peeks in with two hatchlings. We smelled something nice, she whispers, and she sets down a handful of sunflower seeds. Another neighbor leaves a little scoop of milk moss. Each tiny gift flutters into the blanket like happy confetti.
Tiny things, but together, look, they become more.
The little snack doesn't sit lonely anymore. It becomes a tiny feast made from many tiny, loving pieces. The twig guitar strums, and the sing-along bubbles up warm and simple, like sunset light wrapping the den.
Tank looks at Lincoln. You shared your crumb, he says, and now we have a party. Lincoln feels a warm glow. He realizes the joy grew because everyone chose to give a little. It wasn't magic, though it felt a bit like it. It was kindness and trust that made room for more.
That reminds me of a gentle story from the Bible about a little boy who shared 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus used that small gift to help a very large crowd eat. It's a simple picture. When we give what we have, even if it feels small, God can use it to bless many people.
So sharing is brave? I like brave sharing.
Yes, brave and kind. The dinos didn't need a rule book. They noticed a friend might be sad. They shared, and others followed. Little gifts made a big, cozy circle. Now, a question for you. Have you ever shared something small and watched it become something bigger? Maybe a smile that made someone happier? Or a toy you let a friend use?
Tell a grown-up about it. Tank says stories sound better when you tell them together.
If you'd like, try sharing a tiny thing tomorrow. A small snack, a kind word, a helping hand. Sometimes a tiny brave step starts a wave of kindness.
Oh, and sing a little song while you share. It makes crumbs taste like confetti.
Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den tonight. If you liked this adventure, stomp that subscribe button so you won't miss our next cozy story. Big adventures start with little steps.
Until next time, God loves you more than you can imagine. Keep wondering. Keep growing. Thanks for listening. Goodbye, little explorer.
Today's adventure may be over, but your next one is just beginning. Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. See you next time in the Dino Den!